Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Monday night, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We've been talking about different aspects of what the different realms of reality consist of and how they affect what we believe. And really what we're saying is that we believe in a real God, and we need to know him in reality or we're missing out. So it's not that we are falling short of his expectations, or that we are not living up to our gifts or abilities. God just doesn't want us to settle for anything less than knowing him intimately now. We have a tendency to compare our relationship with God to our relationship with other human beings, and vice versa. We have an expectation that other people will meet our needs that God never intended for them to meet our needs. And we also have expectations that God is going to behave the way certain people in our lives have behaved. And that's not true either. Because of our need for control, very often our driving desire is to control. To control God, to control ourselves, to control our past, present, and future. So to relinquish our need, our immediate need, to wait on God and allow him to reveal himself and trust that what he's doing for us is for us. It's a very difficult thing, and he knows that. So he leads us step by step, circumstance by circumstance, moment by moment. And even though he is God of all the universe, creator of all things, past, present, and future, time itself, he is willing to prove himself to you and I, to all of us. Unfortunately, our beliefs very often are the hindrance that keeps us from entering into that rest, from being able to let him be God. We have ideas about what that relationship should be like, and what God should be like, and what we should be like. And we know that any relationship that's based on play acting is likely to fail. And so God won't allow that to happen. So a lot of times we run into brick walls. Or sometimes we're just not satisfied. And we know that we have a relationship with God, and we know that we're doing everything we know to do and everything we've been called to do and everything that we've read to do and been told to do. but there's an emptiness. There's a drawing there. There's something missing. And unfortunately, so often what we do is we get busy. We look for an answer. We try to find a way to fill that emptiness. And a lot of times we can find busy work to keep ourselves occupied, thinking that we've found the solution to that emptiness. But really all we've done is delayed letting God be the Lord of our life. Now, I'm not talking about salvation. And we'll get into some specifics later on in the series. But really, are we willing to let Him reveal Himself any way He wants? And if so, if He chooses to not move in our lives the way we want Him to, is that okay? Is it still God? If the answer to our prayers is no. And it's not about whether we're going to follow Him or not. You're in Him. There's really nowhere else you're going to go. And it's not like you're able to even backslide. Again, you are one in Him and one with Him. There's no place for you to go. He is committed to you being whole, complete, and entire, spirit, soul, and body. And He has a strategy and a plan and has circumstances lined up. And in your spirit, who you truly are as a spirit being is just as committed to that plan as God is. Your spirit knows absolutely every aspect of that plan. It's likely that it's not something that's going to be comfortable for you. One of the things God does for us is break us of our dependence on our own soul. That's what we're calling the flesh. Not our physical flesh, not our body, but relying on the strength and control and the power of our own soul, mind, will, and emotions. A simple example of that is thinking that if we serve God, He will be obligated in one way, shape, or form to take care of us, keep us from trouble. Because we're bearing His name, He wouldn't want His name to be dishonored. So He is going to be obligated for that secondary reason to take care of us. This is a lie. First of all, God's not obligated to anything. He doesn't care about His name being dishonored. He's in control of all that. He's not a petty God worrying and wondering, oh, you know, what do people think of me? He's never felt shame. He's never felt dishonored. His commitment to you is because He loves you. Right now, 100%, never more, never less. He is fully committed to you now as much as He ever will be. Again, what is His nature? It's to give. He is making us able to receive. And then, because we also have His nature, our desire is also to give. It's simple. I mean, the simplicity of knowing Him when we are when we allow ourselves to just put all the rest along the sidelines and let Him bring back into your life that which is from Him. So many people have left, for instance, the organized church, organized religion, organized Christianity, and rejected it, thinking they have rejected God, only to find that over time He reveals Himself more clearly in the simplicity and gentleness of a one-to-one relationship. And then slowly may or may not add back those things that were rejected, that were truths, that were rejected along with rejecting organized religion. So we look at having that relationship first, focusing on having that dinner with Him, communing with Him, knowing Him. And that's something that can only be experienced on a one-to-one basis. Nobody can experience that relationship for you. And nobody can even describe it accurately. It's like describing ice cream. You know, how do you describe butter pecan ice cream to someone who's never had it before? Or chocolate? Or think of your favorite smell, lasagna, or roses, or puppy's breath. And yet, if you've experienced those, just my saying that brought that scent back, that memory back. God knows how to get our attention. And if we're wise, we will give it. If we're not wise, that's okay. He's got all the time in the world and then some. Because we're on His path, and there's nothing that can take us off it. But we can learn how to fall on the rock. We don't have to force God to drop the rock on us. We can, knowing that it's going to hurt and knowing that it's going to be hard. And what's amazing is it's so simple and yet it's so hard. Because it's contrary to what we've been taught and our own abilities. It is contrary. Knowing God is contrary to our idea of relationships. So we've been talking about our approach to knowing God in a practical sense. And we've been talking about how it's not just a theory. We're not just talking about something from an analytical or an observant point of view. We're not just, you know, when people talk about, well, we know the dinosaurs lived X, you know, so many millions of years ago and that were wiped out by an asteroid, or the Earth is X billion years old and was formed this way, and scientists know that, you know, carbon was, you know, isotopes, carbon 13 takes X number of years to disintegrate. They don't know that. They don't really know that. They weren't there. And there's no way of testing it. Those are just theories. Those will never be facts. Okay, right now, time travel is a theory. And theories are fun. Theories are great. but they're not reality. They are not test. You can test a theory, but until you can come up with conclusive evidence, it is still just that, a theory. But practical Christianity results in facts, reality. You can have objectively a deep, intimate, satisfying relationship with God now. More satisfying than any other relationship you have. You can have all your needs met. In your spirit, you already have. So, hold out for that. Don't be satisfied. Don't turn from Him until, well, don't ever turn from Him, but don't be satisfied with less. This is not about finding a direction for your life. This is not about finding a new ministry or purpose to something that's happening in your life or happened, or protecting you for the future. That hunger is from Him. And if you have any desire whatsoever to know Him, that desire in itself is the promise of the fulfillment. Because that hunger comes from God's heart for you. And we know He doesn't tease us. That's His drawing. We know it comes from Him. It wouldn't come from any other source. It wouldn't come from your enemies, the world, the flesh, the devil, because they don't want you to know God. That's why they're the enemies. Satan and the world and your flesh, gosh, if you depend on God, they're out the door. They lose their power, so it's not going to come from them. Is it going to come from your own mind? Well, it'll be short-lived, because the mind has a mind of its own, as do your emotions and your will. So where does that desire to know God come from? It only comes from God. So within that, you know that that's His promise, that He will fulfill that desire. Again, it may not be the way you think or the way you want. And it may happen without you even knowing it. So often, And we remember, we've talked so much about how God created time and has authority over it. And so therefore, we also have authority and responsibility for governing time. So He really doesn't have the same regard that we do for time. When we ask Him, you know, about meeting a need or healing us or changing something about us, and He promises and commits to do that, we think He's going to do it right away. Now, from His perspective, He's going to do it right when He chooses to. There's a perfect time for it. It may be years down the road. And He may not even bring it to our attention that change has been made. We may simply turn around and go, oh, you know, that used to really bother me. It doesn't bother me anymore. And then we can say, thanks, Lord. So it's not a matter of figuring out how God does things. It's a matter of rest. Now that rest is going to be thoroughly active. just because he doesn't waste our time here on this earth. Odds are he will give you projects to work on. But those projects will not be because he needs you to do something. He doesn't need anyone. Okay? He doesn't need a church to be his body here on this earth. He's perfectly capable. He created this earth. He's perfectly capable of accomplishing anything he wants at any time. But he gives us these projects for us to learn how to depend on him. And that's where practical Christianity is practicable. That's where it's something we do. We take it out of the theory realm, the theory of knowing God, and into the practical. Something we can practice. Something we can put effort into and get better at. Skill we can develop. And finally, practical Christianity is customized for each one of us. It is clear and specific for each of us as individuals at a particular time and place. Whatever your circumstance is, God has a specific set of circumstances arranged for your training right now. Again, in your spirit, it's a done deal. There are no issues. You're finished. You have his stamp of approval. You are a son of God. You are a joint heir with Christ. You are a co-inheritor. Not a lesser, not a greater, but a co-inheritor. Everything that he has inherited, you also have inherited. But what we'll find is, as we begin to learn to rest and practice our relationship, our enemies will rise up, because they're not going to give up without a fight. Again, our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And especially for Christians, one of our main enemies, or one of the main manifestations of our enemies, is in religious manipulation. And why? Why are we so susceptible to religious manipulation? Again, it's pretty simple. It works. Very often, we are much more prone and comfortable feeling guilty than feeling victorious, or feeling shamed rather than honored. But as we learn to embrace who we now are, we will learn to recognize these red flags and reject them. Take them to God and ask, what can we do with these? So one manifestation that will show up very often is when we are instructed to do something, whether by something we read, something we hear, or even sometimes something we think that does not have clear boundaries. Again, we're talking about practical Christianity, something we can do, objectively knowing God. It's measurable. We know we are knowing him. There's change in our lives. Sometimes maybe not the way we expect it, but this is the way God encourages us. He shows us how he is changing us, setting us free, bringing us into greater rest, and bringing us greater healing. Sometimes giving us insight and revelation into who he is and what he's doing. But here are a couple of red flags that signal something deserves greater questioning when you come up against it. If what you're hearing or seeing or reading is overly vague, it's not clear intentionally. For instance, here are some phrases that you may find familiar, but these are red flags that if you hear this or if you're telling yourself this, you need to ask the Lord, what's going on here? The first phrase is, you need more faith. Now, this is kind of common. For whatever it is, if the Lord doesn't answer your prayer, it's because you didn't have enough faith. Or if you're not healed, it's because you didn't have enough faith. Well, let me ask you, how much is enough? And I'll bet a lot of times if you ask that person, whether it's yourself or someone talking to you, well, how do you get it? Or what is your definition of faith? All you'll get back are religious cliches. It's one of the reasons we try so hard to stay away from religious jargon. It's because we have found that most of the time we are using that kind of phraseology either to hide behind, because we don't want to get specific, because we maybe really don't have a really good grasp. We may have a good grasp of the language, but we don't have a grasp on the relationship. Or because it's easy to control others, manipulate others through our language. We think we are on common ground when we're using common language, but very often it's the very opposite, is it keeps us from getting specific. Well, what do you mean by that? And, you know, well, that it takes time to explain what you mean. And, you know, we just don't have time. We have to keep going. We have to go into the next thing. And yet it's important that we know what we believe and understand what we mean by what we say and what others are saying. So, you need more faith is a red flag. Either if that's something that's always going through your head, you need to go to the Lord and ask the source of that. And if you're hearing it from someone else, you need to pin them down. What do you mean by that? And how much is enough? Another red flag that's vague, another vague flag is just be in the will of God and you'll never be in the dark. Okay, what do you mean by that? What do you mean in the will of God? What do you mean in the dark? What do you mean just? And very often when you try to pin down, again, sometimes these are our own thoughts, that the reason this is happening to me is I must be out of the will of God. Okay, what does that mean? We know that there is no fringe to the will of God. There's only the center. So if you are in God, you are in the center of His will. He doesn't have outer boundaries. He doesn't have fringe will. It's all Him. So we'll continue with these red flags to pay attention to. We want to get some ideas about areas where the Lord is probably bringing us into greater dependence on Him as we start really looking at and stripping away some of the things we've been relying on rather than depending on God for our life. And as we do that, let's just ask the Lord to bring to the surface any area that we are turning to other than Him first. And we just, Lord, we just give that to You now. That we recognize that until we are complete, spirit, soul, and body, we will turn to other things. but we want to be on your timetable and are willing to give up all those things that are a hindrance to depending on you alone for life. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow at 6:30, where we'll be talking about getting healed. Have a good night. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. See you tomorrow.